mouth.
Yeah.
Faith is what caused you, amen, to say what you need to say concerning the word of God. You got joy by the answer of your mouth. And it's a lasting joy. It's a joy where you can give God praise in the midnight hour.
Hey.
The same way that Apostle Paul and Silas did while they was in prison. I don't know what kind of prison you in today.
Come
but
on
I
here.
Speak to you today.
Speak
that
it.
You are coming out of that mental prison.
In the
You're
name of Jesus.
You're coming out of that emotional prison. You're coming out of that
Here
physical
come
prison. You're coming out of that economic situation
right now.
Where your stimulus seem to be low. I'm telling you, you are in a place where God has called you to revive
yes.
you again. Will
yes.
not you revive us again, God? Yes, God said, I will revive you again.
Right now.
Yes, right now
yes.
in the name of Jesus Christ. Of Nazareth. God
yes.
bless you. God bless you.
Listen, let me tell you something. God wants to do it for you. As the prophet said, God wants to do it for you. But you got to jump in. Come on here. You got to jump in. Don't allow your circumstances and your situations to dictate to you how you're going to come out. Come on here. Because what the word said, we are overcomers by the word. We are overcomers.
Amen.
We are overcomers
yeah,
by the word of our testimony
yes.
through the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Come on. You got to come out. You got to come over. You got to come across. Guess what? As the prophet said, God did a thing in there on last night. And tonight, I want you to know. Amen. I want you to know. Amen. We know it was the world. Y'all had your Super Bowl on last night. But tonight, come on. You have no excuse. Last night, you had no excuse. There is no excuses. Come on. You got to jump in.
Yeah,
the water is being stirred. You got to jump in. The water is being troubled. You got to jump in. A miracle is waiting on you tonight. A miracle is waiting on you tomorrow night. A miracle is now waiting on you.
Hallelujah.
But you got to come. You got to come. Praise God. This is different. This is different. As the prophet said, this is different. It's something about that. When he brought that out and that spirit revealed that to me about the ship, come on. Come on, you never, and he said, you never see a ship in the shadow of the water.
That's right. That's
you
right.
never see a ship in the shadow of the water. Even when it's sailing, it does not sail in the shadow of the water.
That's right, amen.
The cruise ship.
That's right.
And some of them are very big.
Yes.
They're not in the shadow part of the water.
That's right.
They're out there.
Yes.
Come on. You so far out, people can't see you.
Right, right. Come on, come on.
You so far out, the enemy can't attack you.
That's right, that's right.
You so far out, you're not being distracted by what the enemy
come
is trying
on.
To do
come
or
on,
trying
come
to say.
On. Yeah, come on.
Come on
Hallelujah.
Here. Cause
that's
why?
It, yeah.
He told us to do what? Launch out.
Launch out.
Into the deep.
Yes, yes.
And net down your net
yes,
for
yes.
a drought. Come on, prophet. We got a few minutes before we open the lines. Come on, come on.
Amen, amen, Woo. Amen. Because you won't be affected while you out in the deep because your mind is so transformed. You're so renewed. Your vision, your focus.
Come
amen.
On.
And in this season, so many people have lost their focus. But I'm telling you, when you launch out into the deep, it's nobody but you and God.
God.
A place where deep calleth unto deep. It's a very
yeah,
intimate
okay.
forum.
Yeah,
it's a place of worship.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Know, the Bible says, as the deer panted for the water,
water
so my
soul
longeth after you.
Yes.
It's time to long after God, the presence of God, the glory of God.
Yes.
In shallow places, like
yes.
I said, amen, you're so frustrated. You can't seem to, you're like stuck. You're in
yes.
a holding pattern. You can't move past yesterday. You can't move past what people are saying. You can't move past how you feel.
Hallelujah.
You can't move past the things you've been through. You're trying to compartmentalize everything. But God never intended for us to compartmentalize everything. We're no longer up under the old covenant, but we're up under the new covenant.
Yes.
You don't have to worry. Amen. Amen. As they used to get their quail and their manna every day. Amen. And some of them tried to hold on to things and they begin to stink. And when you begin to compartmentalize things and hold on to things, it begin to stink. Amen. God has never intended for us to stink, but he intended for us to be like a
sweet-smelling
savior.
Yes, Lord.
Where his glory and his glory is being revealed in our life. So I'm telling you, you got to come out of the shallow waters.
Yeah.
You got to come out of your shallow thinking. Amen. You have got to broaden your horizon. You got to see God from the view up top. You've got to see things differently. Your expectancy has to change. If you only expected the same thing that you got last year, amen, you cannot do the same thing.
Come on.
Expecting different results from God. That's insane. Amen. But if you're going to get something different from God, you got to do something you've never done before.
And
if you've never launched out into the deep, this is the time to launch out into the deep. Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, God.
Come on, thank you, Jesus.
Hey, I know I've been toiling all night. Some of you have been toiling all night, going through some things, being misunderstood, being misread, your face telling one thing, and it's really something different in your heart. But I'm here to tell you right now, you've been toiling all night, but you're going to say, nevertheless, at thy word, God, I'm going to launch out into the deep. I don't feel like coming to, amen, Titusville. Maybe I have problems seeing. Maybe I have problems with my vision. Maybe I have problems with my body. But I'm telling you, you can find someone to get you here.
Somebody.
Amen. I'm thinking about when Jesus was healing people in the Bible, and these men brought their friend on a cart, and the place was so full they couldn't even get in. They went
Come,
up and
oh, you better talk it.
To lift the
Say
man
it.
Of God down.
Yes.
You got some friends that's able to carry you
Come on.
Until you can get to Jesus,
yes.
Until you can get to the revival,
yes.
Until you can get to the deep part.
Yes.
Amen. I think about the man, amen, that was at the gate of Bethesda.
That,
he was there all those years.
Yes.
And he said, Jesus came by and said, hey, what's going on with you? He said,
yes.
Every time the angel troubled the water,
yes.
Everybody beat me in. I have nobody to beat me in. But Jesus said, take up your bed and walk.
Yes.
Hey, I'm here to tell you, God is telling you to take up your bed and walk. You got someone, amen, that cares about you, that's got you, and that knows that God is for you. We're here today to tell you that God is for you.
For you.
And if he be for you,
who
it's more than the world against you.
Yes.
So we want to encourage you to come out of the shallow waters today. Come out of that place of being a carnal Christian.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God don't want you to be a carnal Christian. It's time for us,
Hallelujah.
Amen, to be spiritual and grow up and yes. mature. The Bible says, they that know their God in Daniel 11:32 shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. They shall display strength, and they shall take action. It's time to take action today.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to make a decision today that you're going to follow God, and you're going to follow him all the way. The scripture also said in Hebrews that strong meat belongs to those who have learned to exercise their
yes.
senses and be able to discern between both good and evil. I'm telling you, this is a good thing. You need to discern what God is saying in this season, and that his hand is upon you, and God is ready to shoot you up like a rocket. He's ready to catapult you. He's ready to lift you higher than you've ever been before. And my final sentence to you is that if you're expecting, amen, to participate in what God is doing in this season, you have to allow him to elevate you and come higher, amen, in this season, in your faith, amen, and in your level of commitment and dedication to the things of God. Because as we're launching out into the deep,
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, you can't come back. You will not, amen, ever be the same again.
It's a change, because guess what? When you launch out into the deep, hallelujah, when you launch out into the deep, it's a different view.
Yes.
It's a different view, as you have said. You don't see things like you see it on the shadow surface things. Your trust, your level in God expands. Come on here. Because
yes,
why?
Yes.
You begin to have the thoughts and the things of God. Because we want to say, he said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts, because we don't been on the shadow too long. But when we get out into the deep, our thoughts, our ways begin to come his ways. Come on here. We begin to want to please God. We begin to want to walk and talk and do what God has done. I'm reminded when you were saying that, prophet, about when they let the man down, amen, in front of Jesus. They couldn't get in because the door was crowded. They couldn't get in because the windows were crowded. And then they had a strategy. God would give you strategies when you enter the deep. God would give you plans when you enter the deep. God would begin to speak to you when you're in the deep. People could say, oh, you too deep. I'm just doing what the word say. I'm lunching out into the deep. I'm no more longer walking in the shadow things of God. I'm no more believing God for little shadow things. I believe in God for the miraculous. I'm believing God he can do anything. Hallelujah.
We got
to come expecting, as the Bible says, that when they laid him at the gate, he looked on Peter them, expecting. having something to receive from God. Amen. And Peter and John say, silver and gold have I none, but I have, give I unto thee.
Yes,
and this week, such as the prophet have. Hallelujah. He don't have any gimmicks. He don't have any tricks, but he has what's in him because it's in the deep, and he wants to pull you into the deep things of God by the prophetic word that will come out of his mouth this week, by the prophetic word that will come over here this week. Listen, we're getting ready to open up these phone lines. We're getting ready to open up these phone lines. You can call in for prayer. You can call in. The prophet is here. We are here to lay hands on the phone and to touch and agree with you.
Yes.
Amen. That whatever you believe in God for, I want you to meet us there tonight. Meet us there tonight. As a matter of fact, beat us there. Hallelujah.
Yes,
make
yes,
plans
yes.
now. Lay your clothes out. Come on here.
Come on.
Come on. Lay them out. Don't worry about it. Lay them out. Come on. You say, well, I don't have this. No, come just as you are. And God is going to change your heart.
Yes,
God
yes.
is going to change your mind. Come on. We got to go to these phone lines. The engineer is ready to open up the phone. Hallelujah. The phone is ready to ring off the hook. Come on here. Huh. Area code 321-632-1000. It's on the screen right there for those of you that can see it. Amen. Call in, and let's get ready to do what? Launch out into the deep.
Yes,
come on here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm not a little boat.
Come on.
I'm not a little boat because a little boat can't handle what the ship can handle.
Come on. That's it. Can't handle what the ship can handle because the ship has been designed to operate in the deep places.
Come on.
Its navigational system is pristine for operating in deep places. You know, God has equipped you and prepared you to operate in deep places. This is why I say you're frustrated because you're operating in the shallow places. You're operating outside of the perimeter that God wants you to operate in. You got to raise your level of expectancy. You got to launch out into the deep because you're getting ready to have a great catch. And matter of fact, you're going to have such a great catch, you won't be able to handle it all yourself the way the disciples did.
Yeah.
Amen. He had to call someone to help him.
Help me.
And then the net began to break. And then once they got everything on the ship, the ships began to sink.
Ooh.
And when they came to shore, they left all and followed Jesus.
Yes.
It's time to let everything go and follow Jesus because there's a deep place that God is going to reveal his glory. Like Isaiah said, the prophet Isaiah said in the 6th chapter of Isaiah, I am a man of unclean lips, a man of undone. That's undone. When he saw the glory of the Lord, when you see the glory of the Lord, and when you begin to experience things in the deep places, you're going to see yourself for who you really are.
Yes.
And then in turn, you're going to begin to see yourself how God sees you. And you're going to say, God, here am I.
Here am I.
I will go for you. If you need someone to go,
send me.
I will go. If you need someone to go, send me.
Yes.
If you need someone to say something, God,
I'll say it.
If you need someone to be something, God, here I am. I will become everything that you already said that
I am.
Not trying to become, amen, before God, before, amen, I begin to operate as a prophet, I realized that I was already a prophet of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the hand of God was already upon me. He told Jeremiah, before you was formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nation. And when God knows you, that means that's an intimate place because you don't know anyone without being a part of who they are.
Yeah.
He's a part of our creation. His DNA is on the inside of us. And so God has made us to be fearfully and wonderfully made, curiously wrought in the Lord part. So I'm here to tell you today, you're in the right place, amen, at the right time. You're attuned, amen, to channel 1510 on the AM dial,
yes.
The Brevard station, WWBC, the Christian voice of Brevard.
It's about time for your miracle. Come on, let these phones ring off the hook. Again, the number is right here, area code 321-57. I'm giving you my phone number, 321-632-1000. Come on, you need to call in today, right now. In that situation that you're in, God wants you to launch out into the deep. In that situation that you're about to overtake you, God wants you to launch out into the deep.
Yes.
He wants you. He's calling for you. He's calling for you into the deep things of God, into the deep things of him. He wants to share his heart with us. Come on. He wants to share what's on his mind to us, but we're too carnal. We're in the shadow. We're too carnal in our minds. And he wants to come on. He wants to bring us on out. He wants to bring us on out into the deep again. Call in. Call in. Today is your day. Right now, the time is your time. And I often say you may just tune into the radio broadcast and you say, Apostle, Prophet, I'm not saved. It's just as simple as that. You don't have to write no letter. You don't have to get nobody to vote you in.
Yes.
Yeah, come on. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved.
Yes,
you don't need
yes.
nobody to vote you in. Come
that's
on
right,
here. You
right.
can't pay your way in. You don't even have enough money to pay for this.
That's
come
right.
on. Come on. Just believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved.
Shall
come
be
on.
Saved.
So come on. Come on. Come with me. Come off that little boat. Come on. Come on. Come with me. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on.
Come on.
Get
apostle.
Out the little
yes,
boat. Come
yes.
on. Because the little boat can't hold. It can't hold this. You got to get out into the deep.
Yes,
you are a big
yes.
ship. Come on here. Hallelujah. Come on. And as the prophet was saying about the words, your tongue, come on here. The Bible talks about the man's his belly is satisfied. Come on. Your belly is satisfied with what you're saying.
Yes, that's
come
right.
On.
That's
your
right.
belly is satisfied with what you're doing.
Yes.
Come
yes.
on. What are you saying in this hour? Come on. What are you saying? Change. Come on. Your world is framed by the words.
Come on.
That come out your mouth. Come on, because it's already been in the frame for in the beginning. It's already been in the frame. Come on.
Yes, yes.
While we waiting, we waiting for your call. We are waiting for your call.
Amen. Understand this, that the world was framed by the word of
God. By the
God.
Word of God.
And God spoke and said, let there be light.
Yes.
And light appeared. God spoke for the first time in Genesis, the first chapter,
yes.
and said, there be light. And there was light.
There
darkness
was light.
Disappeared. I'm telling you that light and darkness cannot coexist in the same place. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, both salt and fresh water cannot, amen, be in the same place, come out of the same fountain,
yeah.
the scripture have said. You got to either speak God or you got to speak the world.
Mm.
Amen. You got to either speak faith or you got to speak fear.
Come
but
on.
Whatever you speak, that's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, that's what you're going to eat. Whatever you speak, whatever you love, that's what you're going to speak. If you love peace, you got to speak peace. Amen. If you love joy, you got to speak joy. You got to offer God praise and offer God thanksgiving. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And the scripture says that in Isaiah, with joy, you can draw waters out of the well of salvation.
Hallelujah.
Don't you? Aren't you ready to withdraw something, amen, from the wells of salvation?
Yes.
Aren't you ready to withdraw something from the kingdom of God? I'm here to tell you that God has given us an executive decree from heaven that his will would be done in earth as it is in heaven. And it's coming, and it has come here to planet earth. And this only way that this word is going to be ratified is by
Hallelujah.
Your praise. Amen. By your thanksgiving. Amen. The power of agreement. Where there are two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, God say, I will be in the midst.
That's
God
what
has
he
already
said.
Spoken. He's already given an executive decree. And it's like the words of the Medes and Persian. Amen. Once it's been spoken, it cannot be altered.
Come on,
it
yeah.
cannot be changed. If God have blessed you, you are blessed, and that blessing cannot be reversed. But you don't have to operate in it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to buy into it. But it's time to buy into who God have already said you are and who God have called you. God have called us blessed. We are the blessed
glory,
of the Lord.
Glory.
We are God's favorite. We are God's. You are God's choice. God chose you a long time ago. Don't think that you chose God. He uh-huh. chose you. The Bible says, no man can come unto me unless the Spirit draws them. It's the Spirit of God that draws you, and you bought into what the Spirit was saying unto you. You heard the word of God, and you believed the report of the Lord. So it's really not about you. It's really not about me.
Yes.
But it's about what God wants to do in you and do in me, because God know the type of person that you are. He know your character. He know your wherewithal. He know your ability, amen, to make things happen. He saw your energy even before you were saved. He saw, oh, God, he saw how you did things and while you was even in the world before you got saved. He knew your makeup. He know everything there is to know about you. And so God said, I can use you for my kingdom. I can use you for the things concerning, amen, 2025, where I want to impact a nation and a generation that they will never,
Hallelujah.
Never, ever again see things the same way. I'm telling you right now, it's just not for the young people, but it's for the old people too. I may be 64 years old, going on 65, but I'm a seasoned saint.
Yeah.
And I believe that the hand of God is upon me. I didn't just get here overnight. I know he called the young because they're strong, but he said, I call the old because they know the way.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, young people, you may be strong and powerful, but you need to be seasoned up under someone who got understanding, someone who's got wisdom, someone who's got clarity.
Hallelujah.
That can help you, amen, to launch your ministry in a way that has never been. Matter of fact, you need to collaborate with someone that knows where they're going, someone who knows the way so they can show you the way so you won't have to continue to go through trial and error and make the same mistakes
Come
that
on
we
here.
Made. We can see the way plainly and clearly because of the hand of God that is upon our life. So I'm here to tell you today that today is your day and you are in place and you are set up, amen, on this line, amen, to receive a miracle because the miracle is in your mouth.
Yes, come on, we're waiting your call. Again, the phone lines are open right now for you. All you got to do is pick up that phone. Dial this number, area code 321-632-1000. And it's about time for your miracle to happen. It's about time for you to launch out into the deep. Just one prophetic word from God will cause you to launch out, will cause you to come over, cause you to come through and come under, no matter what the enemy is trying to do. God wants you to come out. God wants you free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Come on, and you won't be entangled with the yoke of bondage no more because God is waiting on you. He's waiting
yes,
on you.
Yes,
He's
yes.
right there. He's waiting on you. He said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Come
yes,
on here.
Yes,
he
yes.
said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man open up, and let me in.
That's right.
He
yes.
said, I'll come in
yes.
and I'll consult with
I'll
him.
Sup with
and
him.
He
yes.
will sup with me. Woo!
Yeah.
He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. Come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. You say, well, Pastor, I'm driving. I'm out here driving. It ain't gonna cost you nothing to pull over.
That's right. That's right.
You say, well, Pastor, I'm sitting here. I'm just sitting here contemplating about picking up the phone. Don't do it no more. Stop cussing. Pick up that phone and dial this number.
Amen.
Dial this number. It's a life-changing number for you.
Yes.
Come
yes.
on. It's going to bring you from the shadow to the deep. Come on. Anybody. You can say, well, Apostle, I'm saved. I'm yet walking through this. I need some. Pick up this phone. Pick
yes.
up this
yes.
phone. Dial this number on the screen that you can see, those that can see. And then if you can't see it, here the number is. Error code 321-632-1000. It'll change everything about you.
Amen.
Because you're coming and connect. Any two, again, as the prophet said, any two touch and agree. He says he's in the midst. He's in the midst. We only have a few minutes for callers. We only have a few minutes for callers. But again, guess what? And now you might not want to call in, but you can meet us tonight. Again,
yeah.
you can meet us, beat us there tonight. 2 minutes, callers. You got 2 minutes. Come on. You can beat us there tonight. All sidewalks, all curbs, all
yes,
red,
yes.
all red lights, all caution lights. Come on. It leads to 1219 South Street.
Yes, yes.
Right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Hallelujah. Where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I'm telling you, God is going to do something in the rest of the remainder of this revival. You don't want to miss it. Come on. You say, well, I have no way to get there. Get some skates.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Get on a skateboard.
Come on.
Get on a hoverboard. Come
yeah.
on. Hallelujah. You say, well, I can't ride that. Come on. Call an Uber.
Yes, yes.
You say, well, I don't have a transportation. Call us. I guarantee you, you get there, you'll get back home.
Yes, yes.
You get there, and some of y'all might drive, but you might have a hangover. You better have a designated driver.
Hallelujah.
Because you're getting out in the deep.
Yes.
And you're going to need some things to happen. Caller, 1 minute. You got 1 minute, caller. You got 1 minute to pick up this phone. You can call in to repent. You can call in for prayer. We'll touch and agree with you. I'm still going to let the prophet pray. If you don't call in, I'm going to let him pray over all prayer. Come on.
Father, we just begin to thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Maybe you got a question that needs to be answered, but God is your perfect answer. And remember, you have joy by the answer of your mouth. We want to teach you how to speak.
Yes.
Amen, Bible. We want to teach you how to become a speaking spirit. Father, we pray for every soul that's up under the sound of our voice.
Halabas.
We begin to decree and declare your word and your will over their life.
Right
and
now.
We thank you right now that, God, they are better with you, God, than
yes,
they are
Father.
Without you. And we are better together. So we just begin to speak life. We begin to decree the blessings of Abraham
right
through Christ
now.
Jesus. We call those things that are not to be as though they were. We thank you for a turnaround anointing.
In
and we
the name
thank you for
Jesus.
Breathing new life upon them. And we thank you for this time that we've spent together.
Yes.
Amen. On channel 1510 on WWBC, the Christian Voice of Brevard. And we thank you right now that every person up under the sound of our voice, amen, they're being charged by the Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And they are receiving, amen, a move of God. We send the Holy Spirit to arrest them
right
and bring
now.
Them into the place where they need to be in the midst of this revival so they can launch out into the deep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Callers, that's in for the callers. But guess what? We're still here. We have to leave this station. We have to get up here, never leave you nor forsake you. I want you, come on, this is a clarion call. This is a clarion call for you. Come on, those of you that's in Melbourne, those of you that's in Palm Bay, those of you that's in Cocoa, hallelujah, Port St. John, come on, hallelujah, come on down. Those of you are in Titusville, Mims, come on. Those of you in Scotchmo, those of you in on up, further up, hallelujah, Oak Hill, come on here, hallelujah, Edgewater, come on, we moving on up. It's a tornado, it's a storm coming, hallelujah, it's coming up the East Coast, and it's going to tie it up, but come on, but if you anchor, if your ship is anchored,
yes,
come on,
yes, yes, come on,
if your ship is anchored, come on, you can withstand the tests,
yes.
You can withstand the tests, come on, prophet.
Yes, 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 you can withstand. Amen. Whatever is coming your way.
Yes.
Amen.
God
is
minutes.
So good. God
yes.
is so good. We have 2 minutes left on this broadcast, but we believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. We believe that the Holy Spirit is reaching far and wide, and he's dealing with your heart and your mind to be in a place that perhaps you've never been before. But I'm telling you, this is a season where God is bringing you into all things new, that God is connecting you with people of purpose, prayer,
yes.
and power. God is bringing you into an atmosphere that will be conducive for healing, that will be conducive for miracles, that will be conducive for a breakthrough. And I promise you that God's got a word for you. You will not leave disappointed. You will
Hallelujah.
Not leave the same. But I think that there's a change that's taking place, and God is turning things around for you.
Glory.
And I speak that by faith. I speak that prophetically,
Hallelujah.
That God is moving on your behalf, and things are getting better. They're getting easier, and God is working things out for you. Matter of fact, he's already worked it out. Just stop trying to figure it
Come
out
on here.
And begin to rest in the Lord. Amen. And be at peace. Be of good cheer. You've overcome this world. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have tribulations, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, I overcame this world.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you that you also are overcomer by the blood of the Lamb, as the apostle said, and the word of your testimony. Amen. We got about 45, 30 seconds left on this broadway, so we're getting ready on this broadcast, but we're turning it back over to the apostle for the last 30 seconds. Amen.
Yes. Let me tell you, don't miss this tonight. Don't miss this tonight. Cancel all your plans. Rearrange your schedule. Come on here. Because if you rearrange your schedule, change all your plans, and get into the move of God, you're going to be blessed. The man of God has already spoken. The man of God has already put it out there. We're looking to see you, to come over, to come across, to come out. Come on. Lunch out tonight. Reach out. Give somebody a ride. Come on. Back in my days, somebody might didn't have a car, but I had the gas.
Amen.
So if you got the car and you got the gas, put it together and y'all get there.
Yes, yes.
And watch God do something. Our time is come and gone. We got to get up out of here. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will see you in the move of God. Come on, let's go a little further. Launch out into the deep.
Amen.
It's about time for your miracle. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Prophetic and healing hour. We thank you for tuning in. And may the blessings of the Lord be upon you. We love you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.